Guarantee your seats today for the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Keynoting the day is Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services, and we'll get a presentation on land values from Murray Wise. And we'll take all of your questions on soybean and corn futures, cash grain, and whatever else is on your mind. Call now for tickets at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that orders for long-lasting manufactured goods dropped sharply in December. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods fell 3.4% in December, following a 2.1% decline in November. And a key category that serves as a proxy for business investment plans edged down 0.6% in December after a similar decline in November and a 1.8% fall in October. Senate Democrats have temporarily stalled progress on a bill to approve the Keystone XL oil pipeline. The GOP could not stall debate on the measure. A procedural vote yesterday to end debate failed by 7 votes. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to move the legislation. Democrats argued they needed more time to debate additions. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 111,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 14-15 marketing year. And at the same time, China canceled 120,000 tons of soybeans for 14 and 15. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,383. It's down 295 points. The NASDAQ 4692 is down 79. The S&P 500 2030 down 26 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions in the Midwest are expected to be mostly favorable as we move forward through this next week. I do expect to see, though, a weekend storm system in the plains work its way through the region, possibly producing widespread snow and rain across parts of the region, and that will likely have an impact on slowing travel across the region and putting some additional moisture in the soil. Some areas in the western Corn Belt would benefit greatly from precipitation. Those areas have been drier bias for many weeks, and the moisture in the soil is below average. Most of the precipitation that comes out across the region is going to be a bit focused on the lower parts of the Midwest, but still most areas will see at least some precipitation as we move forward through this next week. The majority of the bigger precipitation amounts are going to be focused on the latter half of the weekend and on into the first half of next week. During that time period, we'll look for a large low pressure center to come into the region from the southwest. This storm system will produce a widespread precipitation Friday and Saturday in hard red winter wheat country with significant snow in the central plains and significant rain in Texas and Oklahoma. The system will spread its moisture into Iowa, Missouri, and portions of Kansas as we get into late Saturday evening and will continue Sunday. And on Monday of next week, the precipitation will be widespread in the eastern portions of the Midwest. The snow will likely accumulate several inches across the northern half to two-thirds of the region, while rain will fall in the southeast, and we'll expect moisture totals to run anywhere from a couple of tenths of an inch upwards to maybe three-quarters of an inch, and there'll be some localized amounts over an inch in the rainier areas of the southeast. That storm system will be preceded by a weaker weather disturbance that will move across the northern parts of the Midwest as we go through this next couple of days. This storm system will likely begin to impact the region as we move forward through tomorrow afternoon and continuing into Thursday. The storm system will produce widespread snow across the Great Lakes region with a little wintry mix of precipitation types occurring to the south. The system will be followed by a short bout of cooling and then a big warm-up occurring ahead of the larger storm system we mentioned before as we get into the weekend. The temperatures across the area are going to be a bit on the warm side in the southwestern part of the Midwest, but the northeastern areas will be under the influence of that big nor'easter that's tearing up New England today. That storm system is producing some impressive snows and some blizzard conditions that are horrific in that area of New England, and we'll look for that storm system to continue as we go through the day today. Temperatures across the northern and eastern Midwest will be confined to the 20s and 30s today in response to that storm. We'll look for highs in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt, though, being in the 40s and 50s with some temperatures over 60 degrees in eastern Kansas and portions of eastern Nebraska. Tomorrow's high temperatures will be in the 30s across the northern and eastern Midwest. A couple of upper 20s may be lingering in Ohio. We'll look for temperatures in the 60s and perhaps some 70s in Kansas and western portions of Missouri and some areas in southeastern Nebraska. The heat will be pushed back into the southern states after that. We'll look for cooler air pushing back across the Midwest as we move into the Friday through Sunday period. Temperatures will be back into the teens and 20s across northern parts of the Midwest, while 30s and some 40s occur in the south. The low temperatures over these next few nights are expected to stay mostly warmer than normal in the southwestern part of the Midwest and near to slightly cooler than usual in other areas. Lows tomorrow morning and on Thursday morning are expected to be mostly running in the teens and 20s across some of the eastern portions of the Midwest and also in the far northwest. We'll look for 30s and some lower 40s in the southern portions of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from AgriGold. Celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 550 and a half down 4. May, 556 down 4. Soft March wheat, 520 down a half. May, 523 and three quarters down a half. March corn, 380 and three quarters down three, and now three and a, make it 380 and three quarters down three and a quarter. July, 396 and a half down three and a half. December, 411 and a quarter down three. March soybeans, 978 and a quarter down five and a quarter. July, 991 and a quarter down four and three quarters. November, 965 and a half down six and one quarter. March soybean meal, 337.80 down 110. March soybean oil, 31.06 down 2 cents. February live cattle, 151.55 up 172 and a half. January feeders, 210.07 and a half. They're down 157 and a half, but the March contract's up 107 and a half. And February lean hogs, 71.70, they're up 87 and one half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Start on the livestock side and explain the volatility to us.
Well, we've got a tight supply of beef. Hogs, we've got bigger supply coming. Hogs have dropped back a ton, and we're in oversold, down way, way oversold. They bounced back yesterday again today. Cattle have bounced again after backing up on the very tight supply. So it's just going up and hitting very high prices and backing off a bunch, and right now we're in that back-and-forth mode on the livestock.
Do you think for futures for 2015, we've seen the highs on livestock?
I would say no. If we have lower cash prices, it might make them to feed them heavier. We still, on cattle, it takes a long time to rebuild the herd, and we still have very tight supplies there.
Still,
on hogs, I think we probably have.
There's still a significant discount to cash, right?
Correct.
All right, turn your attention then to the grains. What are you seeing?
Well, we're down today after being mixed early. Early we had corn up a couple to down a couple. We're down 3 to 4. Beans early were up a penny. penny or two, and then all of a sudden they were down 8 to 9. Right now we're down 4 to 6. Again, I think we see sideways news out there is big crops everywhere, lots of it available, especially South America right now, but Ukraine's still shipping all kinds of things, even with their troubles, and then worries about economics worldwide of us here in the U.S. being in good shape, but the rest of the world not, so how much will they be able to buy, et cetera.
What do you think, to what degree do traders think that the South American crop has been made?
I'd say probably 95% that it's been made.
So then everything's factored into the marketplace relative to fundamentals, and we wouldn't anticipate beans falling that much more?
No, I think we haven't canceled what we're going to get canceled, and we haven't moved everything to South America yet. When that happens by mid-February, then I would expect to see lows by then.
All right, Pete, thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. March corn trading 380 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. July, 396 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. December, 411, down 3 1/4. March soybeans, 976 and a quarter, down 7 1/4. July, 989 and a quarter, down 6 3/4. November, 963 and a half, down 8 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is 9:01 Central Time.